actually, there's a much better version of that one. There's a much better version of that one. Have to wait for the vocal here. There it is. That's Mark Carroll, and he's on the line. Good morning, Mark. Spud Carroll.
Good morning, Richard, and our listeners up there in the beautiful area, Newcastle area.
Yes, indeed. All righty. It's happening. Season gets underway today. Paul Kent, I don't often quote Paul Kent, but he said this week, life was a constant battle for older rugby league players, and I'll put you in that category. Whilst the modern footballer has a dream start to life, and I think the latest collective bargaining agreement that's now at last been signed off, I think I read the average pay now is $400,000 a year for an NRL player, Mark. Do you think over in the United States, they make public salaries of NBA and NFL players? Do you think that's what should happen out here? We should know what all our players are getting paid?
Oh, me personally, no, because I'd be cringing. Yeah. After knowing what we're all playing for, the minimum wage now, $400,000. Oh my God! But
I think that's the average, not the minimum. I think it's the average. Yeah.
The average, mate. It's not bad money, is it?
Oh, it's great, mate.
At the end of the day, rugby league terms, you're only really one game away from injury and maybe end of your career. But no, it's just one of those things in life. Now things go up. You know, bloody rent goes up. Housing prices go up, interest rate goes up, everything's going up, Richard. So,
yeah, exactly.
No, that's all part of rugby league, mate.
Yeah. I think World Pride ends this weekend. It's been running now for a fortnight. Interesting that a survey done by the Sydney Morning Herald, they interviewed all the bosses of the NRL and NRLW clubs. It was over 80%. Don't want a pride round in the both the men's and women's competitions. You surprised at that?
Yeah, a little bit surprised. I know how strong the pride industry is. Where my gym is in Woolloomooloo, there's a couple of streets which have been blocked out. Yes, it's caused a bit of havoc, but at the end of the day, mate, they're all having a bit of fun and they're celebrating which they believe in. Regards to rugby league, mate, that's their opinion, but I'm sure they'll put offside a few people.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get straight into it. You, along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane, are going to be calling the game tonight from CommBank Stadium. All the action right here from 7 o'clock. Parramatta and Melbourne. This will be a good one. Craig Bellamy, they're a bit light on, aren't they? A bit of a different team for Melbourne this year.
Yeah, they certainly are, Richard. They've lost quite a bit of experience, actually, in the Bromwich brothers. But also, they've lost the cheese, they like to call him, in hooker. I call him the demolition man. The way he runs, he just demoralises opposition. But, you know, is it the game or the start of the year of the bubble bursting? They're quite an incredible side. I don't think they've lost the first game for last maybe like 15 years, I think it is. And then you look at Parramatta, CommBank Stadium, packed house. They've got to win. They've got to start off. Yeah, they've got no doubt the memories of losing a grand final. It hurts you. It really does. But what it does, it drives you to really succeed the following year. So I'm expecting Parramatta to have a great season. And I think that will start off with a win against the Melbourne Storm.
All right. You're tipping a lot of speculation about the future of Mitchell Moses, which is interesting as the season's about to kick off. What are you hearing, re Mitchell Moses?
Mate, he'll stay Parramatta, I guarantee you.
Okay.
Money, you talk about money, but I just think he knows if he goes to another side, you're talking the West Tigers,
yeah.
I think there's more opportunity with Parramatta winning the comp than the West Tigers in the next couple of years.
Okay, the early game tomorrow night, it's across the ditch in Wellington. We'll be calling that game, all the action here from just before 6 o'clock tomorrow. The Warriors take on New Zealand. You mentioned, I think it's the Storm haven't lost a round one match. I don't think the Knights have lost a round one match for a while. Mind you, we don't win too many after round one. Ironically, it was to the Warriors too. Mitch Barnett, who's been a workhorse for the Knights, now playing for his opposition tomorrow. And a lot of pressure on Kalyn Ponga, obviously, moving into 5-8 as well.
Yeah, certainly right. You'll see a lot of eyes on Kalyn. He's been playing fullback and he's a fantastic fullback. Well, as I've always said, I think he needs to touch the ball more often. Now he's in the halves. So, they've got new halves, you know, sort of celebration there with two great players there. So at the end of the day, it all comes down to the forwards. They've lost Clemmer. They've lost some meat up front. Have they replaced anyone? I haven't heard. I just think the Warriors, they could be any side on their day. But the thing is, they don't do it every day. So I think under the tutelage of a new coach, he's come from the Penrith system, so he's well-grilled. They talk about culture. He'll certainly work on their defence. They've got amazing attacking ability. So unfortunately for our supporters up there, mate, I think I'm going to go for New Zealand across the Dutch.
Okay, and a lot of speculation about Dominic Young. I think now that the Knights have revealed that one of their up-and-coming centres, Christian Mapabalangi, is going to be out for a while. I don't think they want to let Dominic Young go now.
Why would you? He's got a year to go on his contract.
Yes.
It's one thing that annoys me, Rich, is these guys these days, when I got a contract, I shook hands and that was it. It was... I know it might be old school, but that's how it's been brought up, mate. It's a handshake, is everything. Now they just get out of the contract so easily.
Okay. We go to the Panthers-Broncos game, which is the late game tomorrow night. Defending premiers launching their quest for a third premiership. Should be a great game, this one.
Yeah, certainly will. The Broncos, you know, they look a lot sharper this year in the trials, but Penrith Panthers, they won four competitions last year. They won the New South Wales Cup, plus the juniors, so they've got unbelievable people coming through. Yes, they've lost players. I reckon their main player they've lost is Appy Korosau.
Yep.
He is a phenomenal player. But as you said, mate, the Penrith Panthers are so much like the Melbourne Storm. They've got cupboards full of clones. They have a number seven, they bring out a number seven. They bring out a number nine, they bring a number nine. Every player knows how to play, and I think Penrith Panthers will start the year with a tick.
Okay, early game from Four Pines Park. Manly take on the Bulldogs. Both have got a lot to play for, and both with new coaches. Manly under Anthony Seibold, but they've got Tom Trbojevic back and apparently healthy. And, of course, the Bulldogs under new coach Cameron Serraldo. Both clubs with a lot to prove this season, Mark.
Yeah, they certainly have. I was fortunate enough to... take on the Manly forwards. They call them middles now. We call them front rows. They call them middles. And I had Schuster. Unfortunately, he's out injured. But what I've seen from the Manly forwards, their motto is, when you come through the middle, you're going to get bruises. And I can't wait to see the challenges. But as you said, Tom Trbojevic adds points to the side. Touch wood, he gets through the games. And also this year, because I think Manly can make the eight if Tommy is fit.
Okay, the second game on Saturday, it's up in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Raiders, almost a full-strength side for Todd Payton's Cowboys, and Raiders coach Ricky Stewart giving Danny Levi the starting hooker role as a former Knights player, and another former Knights player, Pasami Salo, going to be making his debut in place of Josh Papali, who's injured at the moment. This should be another good game.
Yeah, it should be great. I think Josh, I think he's an opportunity. Papali'i, I think he's going to be a massive loss for for the Raiders. I really believe that he's the go forward man for them. And yeah, with regards to North Queensland, the thing about they're up there. We never hear much about them, but I'll tell you what, they are one hell of a side, and they're going to give this competition a shake this year. I feel I'll go for North Queensland.
Okay, the late game on Saturday, the Sharks take on the Rabbitohs. This ought to be a blockbuster. Latrell Mitchell declaring he's the fittest he's ever been. Big blow for Cronulla, who'll be without Nicho Hynes. And boy, hasn't he been the flavour of the month as far as promoting the NRL this season. A shame he's not going to be playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, certainly is. That game winner last year, but you know, he's a big piece of their jigsaw, Richard, regards the way they play. He's going to be a big loss down there at Shark Park. It's one of the hardest grounds to win on, but I think South might get the better of them this. I'll go for the Bunnies.
Okay, interesting one. The early game on Sunday at Suncorp Stadium. The Dolphins, Wayne Bennett's new team, take on the Sydney Roosters, and playing for the inaugural Arthur Beetson Cup. The Chooks have got a few stars. They're going to be sitting this one out due to injury. And obviously the Dolphins, an unknown commodity at this stage, Mark.
Yeah, first outing was great. They're celebrating after beats, and what a player he was. He played numerous games, different sides, but he'd make it in our game these days. You know, with his offloads, but his go forward was immense. But you know, everyone's looking out for the Dolphins and Wayne Bennett. What he can do, he can sprinkle his magic dust. But I don't think it's going to happen against the Roosters. The Roosters got a phenomenal side, and they're determined to, as I said, to give this competition a shake. But it's great that we've got a new team in. Do I think they're going to come last this year? No, I don't. Wayne Bennett is a winner, and he'll certainly install that in his players.
Everybody's predicting, though, they're a bit light on as far as depth goes. So given a couple of injuries, and every team gets at least a couple of bad injuries, that they'll probably struggle in the second part of the season. What do you reckon?
Yeah, maybe. But there's other sides as well, Richard, as
sure.
You said. If you lose your key players, but if you teach the ones who are in the so-called New South Wales Cup the same way of playing, you just pull them up and they know how to play. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Dolphins can do. He's been a bit strategic the way he's pulled the team together. But the main thing he's got, the nucleus, is the two Bromwich brothers in this side. They bring discipline. They bring energy from the Melbourne Storm. And I think it's going to be passing through the side.
Okay, the final game for round one of the NRL season, which of course kicks off tonight at Leichhardt Oval. The new look West Tigers, you mentioned Appy Coruscant, he's now with the Tigers. Luke Brooks at halfback for the first time, and former knight David Clemmer making his debut, whilst the Titans 5'8 Kieran Foran headlining a new look spine for the Titans. Tigers versus Titans should be another great clash.
Yeah, well, they call that ground the ninth wonder of the world. I love Leichhardt Oval. That's packed, and it will be. They'll be sitting up on the scoreboard. I think I'm looking forward to seeing the way they play. As you said, they've added strength through the forwards. I think, as I said before, Appy Coruscant is a great addition for the West Tigers. Meet up front, and I want to see what Benji Marshall has done with his back line. He was a crafty player and massive backline opportunities, and I'm going to go against the Titans. I'm going to go for the Tigers' first win. And what that does, it adds enthusiasm through the side, but also for the crowd. You know, we can't beat having seen when West Tigers play well, we always have full crowds.
Yeah, okay. 17 teams this year. St George Illawarra Dragons are the team that gets the bye for round one. Now, a bold prediction. You know, everybody's pointing the finger at, I think, at least four coaches that could be in line to get the chop. Who do you think might be the first coach to go this season?
Oh, no one likes seeing a coach get punted, but I think if the St George Dragons don't aim up, I think coaches are gone.
All right, and where do you think Desi Hasler might be parachuted into one of these struggling clubs sooner rather than later?
I spoke to Desi the other day, and I think he'd love an opportunity, but we'll wait and see. I think even the time out for Des will be good to refresh his crazy mind of his, and mate, he'll always get a job, but he'll be very selective who he picks.
And look, on the subject of mind and mental health issues, sad to see one of the stars of the game, Angus Crichton, sitting out for a while, but good to see his club rallying behind him and supporting him on this one, Mark.
Yeah, certainly right, Richard. That's the Roosters. That's why players want to go there, the way they look after their players. And think about it, if you look after your players, the players want to play for that badge, so... he's going through times at the moment, but he's in good hands.
Yeah, mate, good to talk to you. Looking forward to chatting throughout the season, and good calling tonight and over the weekend too, mate.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, will do. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round one of the National Rugby League. It kicks off tonight again. All the action right here from 7 o'clock tonight with Joel Cain, Brett Camorley, and Mark Spud Carroll.